The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, this holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July to all who are listening. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. Happy 4th of July. How are you today?
Great holiday weekend.
Very good. I'm going to love it.
We have a special guest with us today. We have Dick Mackey, owner of Quality Pools and Spas. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, hit the Dunmore Corners live webcam, give it a click and see what's going on at the corners. It's kind of interesting now and then.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have archive radio shows. Also, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. Good morning, Dick Mackey, owner of Quality Pool and Spas by Dick Mackey. How long have you been in the pool business, please?
Well, similar to you, over 40 years. We incorporated in 1975, but previous to that, we were doing pools starting in 1972.
So, Dick, what region do you serve, please?
All of Northeast Pennsylvania. We've done up to the New York State border, down as far as Allentown. Some commercial pools we built there.
Okay, so you do in-ground pools, above-ground pools?
Yes, in-ground pools, yes. We sell above-ground pools also.
So you are a custom builder?
Yes.
All right. Custom builder. Buying a pool is something many people don't get a lot of practice at. Many people, frankly, go about it the wrong way. So, and that's understandable, but there are ways, the right ways and wrong ways to buy a pool. What would you tell people out there that are thinking about maybe installing a pool, what they should know before they even go and receive an estimate, please?
I think one of the big factors would be is what is the township's ordinance? And sometimes it could be the development. There might be some ordinance there, too.
That restrictions there.
Yeah, restrictions. Can't have an above-ground pool. Might be the case. But the offset of the pool is important. A lot of people don't realize there's an offset. A township might have, like Scranton, is 8 feet off your property line. And that could be on each side, plus also off the back. And that might restrict them to the size of the pool. Some cases you can get variances by having neighbors just sign off. Some places you gotta go to get a variance. But critical to the setting of a pool is the sun, especially here in the Northeast. You're not gonna enjoy the pool unless you got good sun. So what I tell folks is when you set out a pool is try to place it where you have most sun. And then the other factor would be is place it to where a person can visually see it, such as the kitchen window. Keep an eye on what's going on with the pool. I also suggest that you do not put a pool near a garage roof or a porch roof, house roof, to prevent anybody who got double dared to see if they can jump into the pool.
Oh,
you wouldn't even think of that. That's great.
Yeah. It's happened right here in Scranton. I could tell you scary stories or a very sad story. Put your eyes, tears to your eyes of things that like that happen. Never thought about it. I have refused to put pools next to decks that I know You could jump. If I was a teenager like that and you double dead me, I'd do it.
Right.
So the fact is, and you could see these on YouTubes. I've seen them on YouTubes where people have serious injuries, not making the pool. So that's critical. But having it near the services such as the bathroom, drinking water, able to see it, the pool, so you can monitor what's going on, is very, very important. A pool is dangerous in many ways, especially we all know drowning. But there's other things you got to be concerned about, and that is the maintaining of the pool properly, because we live in an acid rain belt, and this acid, which is polluted water, basically dump it into your pool. We don't know what's in there. You must maintain a good residual of something to kill the bacteria. That is really very important. And I, being in the pool store business since 1975, have been to many of seminars to learn about this. There's real strange things you find in the pool. So it's important, and I find that people do not do that. They do not balance their water. They don't really keep the residual up. What they do is they usually shock the pool at night with chlorine because they don't want the strong chlorine in the water in the morning when the kids go in this pool. And then what happens in our area, especially right now, is you get thunderstorms, and then the kids get out of the pool. You just got dumped a whole amount of polluted water into your pool. People don't go and add more chlorine to the pool and therefore protect the bathers. So this is something that has to be done commercially. Matter of fact, you got to keep a log of it. But yet, homeowners, they don't have to. So therefore, I find many people neglect that. And that's what we're here for as a store. We have two computerized labs that test the water, give you the proper results, print it out. So it makes it simple in how to take care of and correct the pool if it's out of balance or you don't have the proper sanitization in there.
Well, you were saying residuals. What is a residual? What is that?
Well, in chlorine, you got to be between 1 and 3 parts per million.
Oh, okay.
And then with Bacillus, it's 28 parts per million in order to protect it, the one bather from the other bather, and also from acid rain. So it's a very important thing, especially if you got little Johnny stayed in the pool all day. He never came out of the pool. We know we got a problem because we all have to get out of the pool occasionally. And we say that to our customers. We never say little Mary. That's a no-no. But little Johnny gets hit on that one. But it is important that this is taken care of and tested. Today you have these strips that you just dip them in there very quickly. 5 seconds, you got to respond. So if you think that you lost your sanitizer, so all you have to do is dip it down. You'll find out very quickly. And then just add that you need to add. Unfortunately, with chlorine, if you hit a lot of chlorine into it, most of the time you have to get out of the pool. With this product that we sell, it's called Bacillus. We've been selling it over 35 years. It's all liquid. It's a biquinone. There's no downtime. You don't have to get out of the pool. So that makes it better, and you can protect it. Bacillus is a product that we're proud to sell for 35 years. You do not, the sun has no effect, or nor does the heat have any effect on it. So therefore, you can maintain a 28 parts per million constant, and you protect one bather from the other, also from acid rain. So it is a far superior product. It's like swimming in lake water. Smells fresh, tastes fresh. Your eyes never burn. Your bathing suit don't fade. We have a pool that unfortunately just fell down in our pool park because some kids got on the iceberg when it started melting, and they just kept doing it and knocked the whole pool down. Now, that pool was 19 years old. That liner we kept, and we cut slips of it to show people. This liner is very little faded. The plasticity of it is very strong, almost as good as the original. And that's what Bakosil does. It saves your liner. But more importantly, it's not saving your liner. If that was your skin, just think, if that was chlorine, you wouldn't get 10 years out of that liner. But if it's because it's Bakosil, here you got 19 years, and it's almost like it was new, and it's not faded. Well, that should be the same as your skin, your eyes, your hair, your lungs. This is what Bakosil does for you. It's much nicer to your body in many ways. Plus, it's a thousand times greater sanitizer than chlorine.
Where is your pool company located, please?
We're up in Chinchilla, which is where Raves, if you remember, Raves Garden Center was on the corner. Now it's McCarthy's Florist. We're right next door to them. We've been there since 1975.
Is there any such thing as a low maintenance pool?
That's where Bakosil comes in. It's 70% less work. It really is. It's all liquid. And if one wanted to, they can get what they call an AD system, which is an automatic dosage, which basically you set the computer to your gallons and it just feeds it for you. Some people want them. That's like $5.95 for the computerized system. But a lot of people like that. Okay, I like it myself in my own pool. So there's a lot way easier. And the big thing is, we tell people, bring your water in, let us test it. Don't come in and say, I got this problem, that problem. We have to have your water to test it.
Do you need to test your water?
Well, you should be testing your water, especially after a thunderstorm or some torrential rain. You should be testing your water right away to get it rebalanced. With chlorine, the balance of goes out of whack very quickly when you have that kind of acid rain. With Bakosil, it's a phenomenon, but I don't know why. But you'll see your Bakosil will, your balance will maintain itself. Okay, so you don't, there's not much of adjustment to me. But you should test your water, especially if you got a lot of people, a lot of little ones, and we give off the bacteria. Okay, so you want to oxidize it and release that bacteria and get it out of the pool. And that's the way you do it, by oxidizing. With Bakosil, it's peroxide. With chlorine, it's a strong amount of chlorine to do that.
So people can install a pool any way they want, as long as their lot size is good, they have good sun, their location is good, and it's level, or do you...
Very rarely do you find level property in the backyard for an in-ground pools that we install. But usually that's taken care of, because once you dig into the hill or something, you use what you take out for the hole, you can use that on the other side. So you can
level it out. Okay.
So it's not much of a problem that way. And then you don't have to take the dirt out, as if you had a level lot. You're going to have to remove all that dirt and take it someplace, you know.
So when people are looking at a house that doesn't have a pool and they know that they want to install a pool, they need to keep in mind the lot size and the sun.
Sun is crazy.
Shaded areas, mm-hmm. and detached structures such as garages, sheds, things of that nature, correct?
It's correct. And the visibility. So when you're inside, you want to be able to keep an eye on the pool, what's going on. That's I think, is important. And when you're laying out your decking to where you want to sun yourself, you want to basically be placed facing south, because at noontime, that's when you get the best sun. And you always like, if can be possible, is to have the pool between you while you're sunning, and then you have the pool, and then you have the sun. Therefore, you watch the activity, what's going on. And it's just more enjoyable that way, if you can lay a pool out that way. And that would go even for an above-ground pool, if you have a deck put in or something like that. Those are the ideal things when you set out a pool.
Excellent point. Quality Pool and Spas by Dick Mackey. May I have your contact information, please?
Yeah, we're at 531 Northern Boulevard in Chinchilla, and our telephone number is 1-800-432-7665, which spells pool.
Thank you, Dick. Yeah. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a four-bedroom, four-bath, bi-level home located at 114 Noble Road in Clark Summit for $255,000. This great home has a finished lower-level room with room for an in-law suite. It also has a two-car garage, an above-ground heated pool with a deck. I don't know if you guys did it, but it's got a pool and a deck. So, and it's got a very nice lot size of 100 by 190. The large master bath has a whirlpool, and the other baths have been updated. It also has a fireplace in the finished lower level. That's a four-bedroom, four-bath, bi-level home with a two-car garage at 114 Noble Road in Clark Summit for $255,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Welcome back on this holiday weekend, 4th of July weekend, with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Reddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning. We have Dick Mackey, owner of Quality Pools and Spas. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're enjoying our discussion. The first half of the show, we were talking about the critical elements, the crucial elements people need to keep in mind. Lot size, sun exposure, and if one can see, view the pool in the backyard by a window, maybe a kitchen window, a family room. Mm-hmm. That's important. Mm-hmm. And outside structures, detached structures such as sheds, garages, any areas that would allow someone to...
Decks to jump from.
Yes, decks, right.
To house roofs.
Yeah. House roofs, right. Keep in mind
those items in the backyard where this pool would be so that they could be dangerous.
Right. You get, like I said, little Johnny on a double dare will climb up on the garage roof and you could have a tragedy happen. This is a great way to avoid it.
We also talked about the product you sell, a chlorine alternative, Bakwacil.
That's correct.
Now... you have top 10 list that you, an information, piece of information that you give your customers, clients to help them understand, learn about Bakwacil?
Yes, we do, Jackie. Matter of fact, years ago, we developed this top 10 list. And basically, it's designed on the fact of what chlorine does, but Bakwacil does not do. That's the 10 list. Okay. And one of it is it burns your eyes. Bakwacil doesn't. Matter of fact, they use it for Bausch & Lomb, which is contact lens cleaning. The product, the other thing would be is fading your bathing suit. Bakwacil does not. Doesn't fade your liner either. Other things would be is it makes your hair dry out. You get the frizzies. Bakwacil is like a softener conditioner you put in your hair. You never had that problem. You don't have to worry about if you dye your hair, you don't have to worry about if you lose... the dye, okay.
So for the men, not the women. The women don't dye their hair. This is for the men who dye their hair.
That's right.
All right, because the women, they don't do that.
Yeah, and it does. It's fabulous. Women love it for those reasons. People who have eczema or children who have eczema or asthma, it's recommended by doctors to get off the chlorine and go to an alternative, and Bakwacil is one of the leading ones. Bakwacil was invented in Europe like 50 years ago. Came to the States probably about 40 years ago. I have been selling it for over 35 years. And it's a fabulous product. It's called biquinine. And there's another long name in front of it, which I cannot pronounce. But it's on our top 10 list. And we give this list out to many people when they come in and they're inquiring about Bakwacil. And one of the top things it says, it's 1,000 times greater sanitizer than chlorine. And it is 70% less work. It's all liquid. There's no downtime. You don't have to say, hey, get out of the pool. I'm going to put some chlorine in it. So you don't have to be like most people do, or a lot of people do. They put their chlorine at night because they don't want the kids to have the burning eyes of the chlorine. But that's not a good idea, because the best thing to do is to maintain the 1 to 3 parts per million of chlorine to protect the one bather from the other, and also from acid rain, which is nothing but pollutants, bacteria dumping into your pool. And therefore, with chlorine, you're going to have to maintain that throughout the day. And that's what public pools have to do. They have to log it. They have to test it about every hour to see where it's at. Because when you get a rainstorm, it's going to change the characteristic of the water. The balance would be out. That has to be adjusted. And then you're going to lose the amount of sanitizer. So therefore, you have to adjust and keep putting up. But most residential people don't do that. And I say, hey, these are your loved ones. You should be doing it. Okay, you should maintain it. I'm not saying every hour, but you should be aware of the fact that you need to correct it, especially after a rainstorm.
So Aquacil sanitizes the water, and then it prolongs the systems, the pool systems, and our swimming wear,
mm-hmm.
and it's better for our skin, our hair, and our eyes.
Yes. There was a pool that... I'm not sure I told you this last time about the pool that fell down. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So anyhow, like I'm saying about what it does to liners, it's the same thing it's going to do to your body. So if you're concerned about that, I would recommend that you look into Aquacil because you'll love it. If you ever come into our store, and we have many, many people use Aquacil, and you see them walk over to pick up a bottle of Aquacil, they all love to tell you why they're on Aquacil. And it's because they enjoy it. It's like swimming in lake water. It literally is. It smells fresh, tastes fresh, and it's just a different swim. It's hard to believe that, but until you get in it, you'll know. And once you do go on Aquacil, and then you are forced to go into some hotel's pool with chlorine, your kids are going to say, yuck. And they're not going to be happy. But there's a different swim in a Aquacil pool.
I don't even have to go in the water. I can smell it, but indoor water parks, you go in and my eyes start watering and tearing immediately from all that chlorine.
Yes, and it is so much more enjoyable. And again, most people, once they get on it, love it. There is a phenomenon called water mold that comes into our area because we live in an acid rain belt, okay? And that's a fungi. It's not an algae. And it looks like tissue paper just floating in your water. And it grows quite rapidly. And with chlorine, you don't see it as much because it's constantly killing it. But it gives a haze and you just clear up your water. With Aquacil, they came out with a product called CDX. And what it does, it makes the peroxide, which is your oxidizer, be more stable. So therefore, it maintains it. If you have a peroxide in your water, certain parts per million, the water mold cannot start. The fungi cannot start. So you don't have that fungus in there. So that's one product you get with the benefit of Aquacil is CDX, and you don't have to worry about water mold. And as long as you've maintained a certain 28 parts per million of Aquacil in the water, no harmful bacteria can live in that water. And it protects from all kinds of bad things that are found in pools.
I've been in pools, and they say it's a salt water-based system. What is that?
It's a generator that takes the salt when you broadcast it over the surface of the pool that picks it up and then converts it to chlorine. But it's not a salt water pool. It's a chlorine pool. You still have to shock it with chlorine, okay, because you can't make the generator shock the pool. So you need to, especially when you have a heavy bathing load, that you got to get some bags of shock out there and still broadcast and shock that pool to bring the chloramines out that our body gives off to release the free chlorine, which the generator is generating to make chlorine out of the salt. But the downs on it is, like above ground pools, they don't warrant the pool with the salt generator on it. One of the big ones I sell is Doughboy, one of the largest manufacturer of above ground pools. They won't warrant the pool if you use a salt generator. The reason is it has an effect on the metals. Same thing with ladders. Same thing with heaters. Okay, this is a big problem with the salt.
Yeah, I would think salt is very corrosive. I know I used to live down on the ocean, and it destroys everything.
Even like up here, we all know if you put salt on a concrete deck for protecting against ice, you're going to get little pockmarks in your deck. Well, that's what happens when you try to disperse the salt, broadcast it over the pool. The wind's blowing, and there it is. It's going on your deck, and now it's affecting your concrete decking around your pool. So I don't promote that. I believe that the chemicals is a better, safer way to know where you're at, okay, on your chemistry. So you're protecting one beta from the other. And I also know that with the generators, okay, it's an issue that you just can't do that, okay, to it, because you got to watch it. One of the downers on the salt generators is it raises the pH very high. So you constantly got to be putting pH minus or muriatic acid into the pool to keep the pH down. Salt generators are not something new. It was started in 1935. They used it and they made it for huge pools, okay? But for some reason, these manufacturers came up with the idea of doing it now for pools. And it's the element's very expensive. Once the element goes, but you have 1 year warranty, if they say it's not caused because you didn't maintain it properly, and one of the ways you got to maintain it is keep the pH down. Because if you let the pH just ride high, it'll ruin your element. Therefore, now you're going to have to spend maybe $1,000 to change your element. So it's not the way to go. I really believe that either chlorine, good chlorine, quality chlorine, or using Bacillus as an alternative is the better way of going. Of course, we do promote Bacillus.
Tell me the difference, Dick, between vinyl, concrete, and fiberglass pools, please.
Well, vinyl is probably the most popular way because of the cost factor.
And expensive compared to, okay.
I will tell you this, that vinyl is only as good as the vinyl liner. As with the concrete pools and the one-piece fiberglass pools, they are permanent pools, meaning there is no liner to change. And we also sell one that's a fiberglass acrylic wall with a concrete bottom, which we put a marble dust finish over. That's another type of pool. We usually do that for campgrounds or larger resorts or something like that, where you want something wider than 16 feet. But that is, again, least maintenance because the one-piece fiberglass pool is non-porous, as a vinyl liner is porous, and algae can embed it. So it makes it a nicer, easy maintenance to go with either the one-piece fiberglass or the fiberglass with the concrete bottom, which we've been doing for over 40 years.
Wonderful. We had an excellent discussion with you, Dick Mackey of Quality Pools and Spas. May I have your contact information, please?
Sure. Our website is quite easy. It's qualitypoolsandspas.com.
Is the and spelled out?
Yes, and also it's plural on both.
Qualitypoolsandspas.com.
Yes. And our address is 531 Northern Boulevard in Chinchilla, next to McCarthy's, used to be Rave's Garden Center in Chinchilla. And our telephone number is 1-800-432-POOLS. And that's what it stands for, 433-POOLS, which is 7665.
Thank you so much. Would you come back next week to talk more about pools?
Sure.
Please.
Delighted to.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a great country escape. It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage on 6.5 acres of land at 51 Regal Road in Moscow for $319,000. This great home was built in 1999 and has 2,500 square feet of living space. It has a four-season room, a fireplace, nice wood floors, and its own pond. This home has so much to offer. It is on a private road, but it's only minutes to 380. That's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home on 6.5 acres with its own pond at 51 Regal Road in Moscow for $318,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics year to date. The median list price is $144,800. That's up 3.5% from last year at this time. The median sales price is $117,000. That's up almost 3% from last year at this time. But the median days on market is up. That means it's taking a little longer for houses to sell. The 2015 year to date is 100 days on market compared to last year at 86 days. That's up 16.28%.
So it takes 2.5 weeks to sell my house, but I'm going to get 3% more.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend.